Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Tony from Silverdale is. Tony, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Good morning. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Tony has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What animal is featured in the 90s movie Flipper?
It's a dolphin.
Correct. What candy bar tells you to give you a break?
Kit Kat.
Yes. How many awards did Kendrick Lamar win during this past Grammys?
Two.
No.
One.
No.
Zero.
No. Which Winter Olympic sport involves sliding large stones toward a target?
Curling.
Correct. Who co-starred alongside Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber?
Pass.
What flower plant does the vanilla flavor come from?
Pass.
The first fast food restaurant opened up in what Midwest state?
Illinois.
No.
Indiana?
No.
Ohio?
No. Which espresso singer was in the sitcom Girl Meets World?
Pass.
What is the official language of Austria?
German.
Yes. Mount Everest was first climbed in what decade?
The 1960s?
No.
50s?
Correct. Who co-starred alongside Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber?
Pass.
Tony? You got 5 correct.
It felt like more, Tony. I don't know about you, but I felt like you really crushed it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You played with confidence.
Good.
He played really well.
He did.
He passed when he didn't know.
Big T.
Not to all the questions.
Big T.
Oh, I was like, whoa, what are you talking about over there?
That's my nickname for Tony. You guys know that.
I thought you were like hyping yourself up by calling yourself Big T. I'm like, is that another nickname for you?
See, you walked in the room and I thought she said Big D. And I was like, what is going on?
Like, Steve, put your pants back on.
Right?
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Said no one ever.
Said
everyone always.
Steve, are you ready?
The Big D part, not the pants.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's just move on. Let's keep this going.
What animal was featured in the 90s movie Flipper?
A dolphin.
Correct. What candy bar tells you to give you a break?
Oh, give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat.
Correct.
Bar.
How many awards did Kendrick Lamar win during this past Grammys?
I don't know. 6?
No.
5?
Yes, you do know. Which Winter Olympic sport involves sliding large stones toward a target?
Curling.
Yes. Who co-stars alongside Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber?
Jeff Bridges?
No.
Lloyd Bridges?
No.
Dennis Quaid?
No. What flower plant does the vanilla flavor come from?
I don't know. A tulip?
No.
A lavender plant?
No.
The vanilla plant?
No. The first fast food restaurant opened up in what Midwest state?
McDonald's.
No.
Chicago, Illinois.
No.
Damn it, pass.
Which espresso singer was in the sitcom Girl Meets World?
Sabrina Carpenter.
You know that?
Yes.
What is the official language of Austria?
German.
Yes. Did he get it?
I mean, I felt like the music was still going.
Thank you.
You got 6 correct, which is a win, 6-5. Tony, that was so close.
Thank you so much. It was great playing with you guys.
All right, on, Tony. Have a great day.
What a good loser.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Who co-starred alongside Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber?
Jeff Daniels.
There we go.
And Lloyd's the character
in the movie.
That's why it made me laugh.
Once I said, I was like, wait, that's the name. Lloyd is on the
And does anyone know the first fast food restaurant opened up in what Midwest state?
Yeah.
It's Kansas.
Okay.
And does anyone know what the fast food restaurant was?
No.
Dairy Queen.
No, it's White Castle.
Really? Oh.
Right. I know. Fun fact for you. Well, congrats on beating Tony, Steve.
Thank you.
There is this awesome new feature on the Odyssey app where you can, at your leisure, leave us a voice message. If you'd like to comment on something that we've been chatting about on the show, or if you want to vent on anything going on in your life, right, Steve?
Absolutely. One person actually left us a voice message about the men's room.
Okay.
And another one is upset with his girlfriend.
Ooh, do tell.
I don't know if it's about the men's room, but upset with the girlfriend.
We're going to slide into our VMs after White Stripes.
The Daily Migs Show. Something got you bent, and now you need to vent? Or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding.
On the Daily Migs Show.
It is a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And we would love if you just want to say hi or maybe comment on something from the show, vent about something that's happening in your life. Just keep it under a minute.
Absolutely. We got a bunch of voice messages. Are you ready for the first one?
Let's hear it.
All right. This is through the Odyssey app.
Hola, KSW. Got a question. It's kind of bugging me the last couple of days. Is The Men's Room the longest running show on KSW history?
Oh.
I think it might be.
Years.
I'm just saying that. I have no idea. I don't know. How long did Bob Rivers do his show for?
Gosh, it might be them. It might be the mentor.
I don't think Howard Stern was on the air for 20 years here.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of curious, since you guys are celebrating your 20th anniversary. And by the way, congratulations on that, guys.
Thank you. It was a tough 20 years.
We've been very supportive.
And Ted and Mike as well. It's been really rough.
The longest standing employee or on-air disc jockey or on-air personality at KSW? Castle's been there 22 years, 23 years.
I think it might be Castle.
It's Castle.
Yeah.
He's the grandpa.
Wow.
C's been there 19. Just curious. Thanks, guys. Bye.
He knows more about me than me.
Right?
Thank you, Stevie.
Big anniversary for you too, Steve.
Wow, I'm a year away from 20 here.
Crazy.
Where did the time go?
We were just kids.
What happened? I always say that. My buddies and I will joke, my older friends as well, and I'm just like, I was just 30. Now all of a sudden I'm 50. Where did everything else happen? Like, it's just like that. Remember this, Sarah. Remember this, Danny. There's going to come a moment where you're like, I was just 30, and now I'm not.
Yeah, it happened to Sarah. She was just 30.
That's right. Remember this, Taryn. Remember this, Danny. My bad. That was a mess up. That was my bad. All right. You want another voice message through our Odyssey app?
Let's slide into the VM.
Okay.
I got something bugging me.
Uh-oh.
My girlfriend of 2 years is constantly annoying the out of me.
Is this George?
More like 7 years for him, but yeah.
Whenever I want to go play basketball, she threatens me that she's going to go to the mall and movies with her girls or go to the club.
What? Okay.
I'm not sure if I'm tracking. So I'm sure he has more to say, but he's upset because when he wants to go do something, then she wants to do something too?
Yeah.
So should she just be staying home waiting for him?
Yeah, idling.
Man, I'm doing relationships wrong if that's the case.
I can't just have a guy's night out with my boys without worrying what my girl's doing just to try to get me back.
What, are we going tit for tat?
Well, how's she getting back at you? She throwing layups up as well when you go play basketball? Like, I don't understand what's going on here. This seems like a very unhealthy relationship.
It sounds like a very balanced relationship, but he has it all wrong.
And it's kind of killing our relationship because it just feels like we're going back and forth. It's just killing my relationship, man.
Well, I think you're killing your relationship
by
getting upset about that. Like, I know whenever I'm off, I'm definitely more busy than my wife, and that's by her choice. She likes staying home. But, like, any time that she's like, hey, I'm thinking about doing X, Y, and Z, I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll stay home, like, especially now with a kid. But if I was out doing something, unless I'm crazy, like, and my wife wanted to go out and do something as well, I feel like that's a win-win because then we're both busy.
Yeah,
we're
like that.
Missing out on time together.
I like that a lot. I like that setup. I don't know why this guy's got such an issue with it.
He has jealousy issues for sure. Yeah.
Just
trust issues.
Yeah.
That does not seem healthy whatsoever.
Mm-mm.
I love how none of us agree with this guy.
I also would, but I do wonder if he, because he did say something, I thought he said something about, like, he can't go have a boys' night without worrying about his girl. So, like, I'm like,
does she have issues too with him going to have a boys' night?
You know what? I mean, that is a solid point. There might be two sides to the story in a sense, but like it made it sound like, hey, if I want to go out and hang out with my homies, then she wants to go to the mall. But I'm like, is she going to like the have sex with random people store at the mall? Because I haven't seen that store. Maybe it was at Pacific Place, but I think it's shut down.
But he also said too, go to the club.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Some people in relationships do not like when their significant other goes to the club. I'm blessed and my husband doesn't care.
Okay, so yeah, what happens? I know that like you do you go out more than your husband?
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know much about George. I feel like he's probably a chill dude, and whenever you're going off to do whatever crazy thing that you're doing, he sees that as an opportunity just to chill and play video games.
Yes, that's exactly it. He doesn't like to do anything. If he's out, I'm forcing him to be out. But I'm lucky because he doesn't care what I do. If I go to the club, if I come home at 4 a.m. Now, I'm not going to lie. If roles were reversed, I don't know if I'd love it.
Wow. You don't like George twerking at the club?
So if you would be upset with George if he went to the clubs and he was like dancing with everybody? I mean, we've been with you. You dance with everybody.
I do. I wouldn't be...
Like, you don't cross the line, but you dance with everybody.
Yeah, I make friends with everyone.
To the point where Danny and I sometimes have to interfere with a guy who thinks he's getting more...
Yeah.
being led down a certain road that you're not necessarily... Those stores that are closed at Pacific Place now.
Yes.
And then Danny's like giving me a little like hand squeeze, like, hey, we might have to interfere with this guy.
Well, you guys were holding hands?
Well, isn't that what guys do at the clubs?
Oh, always. Well, hand squeeze. Yeah. It's cute.
Yeah, I would say I would be more insecure about it than George is. George really, like, full trust, and I have full trust in him, too, but I would definitely have to maybe go to therapy and talk to someone.
Well, then why do you do what you do, then? Well, if you think that if what you do is not cool for him to do, that seems very weird to me.
I just wouldn't be cool because of my securities, but I would let him do it. I would let him do it because I can't be a hypocrite, but then I would go to therapy for it. But you'd be
steaming, you would go to therapy for it.
Yes. I think this is why George doesn't do it.
I know why George now has gray hairs.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I mean, when he can fall asleep like a baby. If he was out till 2, 3, 4 in the morning at the club, I wouldn't be able to fall asleep probably.
Because you're worried about what he's doing?
And if he's okay, both. So I would go to therapy, guys. I would go to therapy. I'm just lucky he doesn't
That's
do
a good
anything.
Idea.
I think we should all go to therapy. Yes.
Wow.
It's the truth.
I'm glad, because if you're lying and saying this crazy stuff, that seems weird to me.
But at least I'm not pretending I'm not a little unhinged.
I feel bad for George.
Me too.
George, blink twice if you're okay.
let's pull our money together and buy George a new video game. Oh, he's earned it.
The Super Bowl is coming up this Sunday, and things do tend to get a little wild surrounding Super Bowl weekend. And not just for the fans,
right,
but some of the players as well. So give us a call right now if you want to prove how well you know some of the most infamous moments in Super Bowl history. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to put you to the test at 720.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Super Bowl is coming up this Sunday between the Chiefs and the Eagles, and every year, right around the Super Bowl, things tend to get a little bit nutty.
Because people go to party.
Yes.
Yes. I've gone to one Super Bowl weekend, and it was bonkers.
And it's not just the fans where things get a little unhinged. It can be the players sometimes as well. So, Migs, I believe you worked long and hard last night.
Didn't get any sleep.
You were up all night finding some of the wilder moments surrounding Super Bowl history, and you want to see if we can figure out if they actually happened.
Yeah, these are some of the crazier, wilder moments in Super Bowl weekend history, and we have a couple callers that are going to go back and forth and see whether or not this truly happened. So what, we have Matthew and Rob, right?
Good morning.
Matthew, who are you rooting for?
Oh, rooting. Eagles.
Eagles. What about you, Rob?
Giant meteor.
Okay, fair. All right, so I have these wild moments from Super Bowl weekend history. You have to guess if they really happened, as many of them seem completely unbelievable.
Oh, happy snow day.
Yeah, happy snow day indeed.
All right, Matthew, we'll start with you. We call this one Super Bowl AWOL. It happened on Super Bowl 37 in San Diego. Oakland Raiders center Barrett Robbins went missing the night before the Super Bowl. He skipped the team meetings, later found in Tijuana, Mexico, disoriented and confused. Did it happen?
If it's the Raiders, it's got to be true.
You are correct. It did happen. Later revealed that this guy, he was their star center, and he was struggling with bipolar disorder, also a massive drug problem. Including, he believed that cocaine would help his bipolar issues.
Of course.
Spoiler alert, it did not. And they ended up losing that game, and a lot of people believe it was because of just the distraction and also the fact that he was a stud of a player.
Yikes.
Couldn't happen. All right, let's move on over to Rob. Rob, this one is called the pregame booger sugar. Super Bowl 23 the night before
it.
The night before the Cincinnati Bengals were set to play the San Francisco 49ers, running back Stanley Wilson was caught doing cocaine in his hotel room. Did it happen?
True.
Yes, you are correct. Wilson had a history of drug problems, and he was immediately suspended from the game and never played in the NFL again.
Wow. See, celebrities are just like regular people.
And the Bengals lost that one in heartbreaking fashion. A lot of people believe that his absence played a major role to that. All right, moving on over to Matthew. This one's called the Big Game Murder Case. Super Bowl 34 in Atlanta. At a Super Bowl party, a fight broke out that resulted in two men being stabbed to death. Baltimore Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis and two of his friends were charged with murder. Did it happen?
Yeah, that's very true.
I was going to say, this one I felt like was a no-brainer. I think everybody's heard this story. Like, he took a plea deal. The murder charges were dropped, and his career continued, and it's still one of those cases where they're like, this has to be one of the biggest scandals in Super Bowl history.
His buddies took the fall for it.
Yeah. And it was always so weird then to see him like doing all these like pregame rah-rah speeches after that story happened. You're like, I can't wrap my head around this one. All right, let's move on. Let's move on over to Rob. Rob, this one is called Not a Love Gun at the Strip Club.
Okay. Whoa.
Super Bowl 41, Las Vegas. He wasn't playing in the Super Bowl, but cornerback Adam Pac-Man Jones was involved in one of the wildest incidents in Super Bowl history. While partying at a Las Vegas strip club, he got into an argument that led to a shooting, leaving one man paralyzed. Did it happen?
It happened.
It definitely did.
Wow.
And he got suspended for a year after that, and I don't think his career ever was the same.
These are insane stories. It's like a plot to a movie.
Oh, I got one that would be a great plot to a movie, and this one's from Matthew. It's called The Super Bank Heist. Ooh. Happened at Super Bowl 29 in Miami back in 1995. Thieves used the distraction of the Super Bowl happening in their city of Miami to pull off a bank heist. Now, most of the city's law enforcement were dealing with the Super Bowl, focused on the game, so the criminals broke into the bank through a back wall, made off with millions of dollars in cash. Did it happen, Matthew?
This one I've never heard of, so it's a guess. Let's go with the trend and say true.
Yes, it did happen.
What?
It wasn't discovered until the next morning, making it one of the most daring Super Bowl-related heists in history.
That is insanity.
That could be a movie plot.
I would watch that movie.
All right, we got one more for you, Rob. This one's robbery at Julian Edelman's Super Bowl party. Happened at Super Bowl 52 during Super Bowl weekend. Julian Edelman was having a VIP party in Atlanta where a group of armed robbers ambushed the partygoers, stole jewelry, watches, and cash from high-profile guests. Did it happen?
I'm just going to go with the trend and say yes, too.
Crazy, but all of these things happened.
What?
The suspects were later caught, and many of the stolen items were never recovered. This is why I don't throw Super Bowl parties.
Yeah, of course not.
You never know when someone's going to come into your house and just steal everybody's stuff.
Matthew and Rob, you guys nailed it this morning.
Right on. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
I love this song, by the way. Mm. It's a vibe. One of the most iconic rock bands is getting back together for the first time in 20 years, and it's going to be their final show ever.
So they're getting back together just to call it quits.
Exactly, Steve.
I kind of love that.
We're going to tell you who it is after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
The mighty Black Sabbath will be reuniting for the first time in 20 years for Back to the Beginning. This is a headlining show that they're going to be doing on July 5th at Villa Park, and this will be Ozzy's final performance of his career.
He's done.
He's done.
Understandably, his health hasn't been all that great. I'm shocked they're even doing a show.
And it's not just them. It's this crazy all-star lineup, Steve Miggs. Metallica's on the bill. Slayer, Pantera, Alice in Chains, and a whole bunch more.
Gojira, Anthrax, Mastodon. I mean, this is like the greatest Ozfest of all time that's not called Ozfest.
I believe I saw Slash and Duff are going to be there.
Yeah, so what they're doing is they're going to do like all-star musicians. They're going to have like, I don't know what they're going to do with that. Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit's going to be there. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. But if I see Fred Durst up on stage with like Slash and Duff, and, you know, Billy Corgan's going to be doing some stuff. Lizzie Hale, Mike Borden from Faith No More. It seems like all of Ozzy's friends are getting together to celebrate the music of Ozzy and Black Sabbath.
And I honestly feel like it would be financially irresponsible for us to not go.
Well, I think the station should send us.
I mean, think they should. We'll do the show from Villa Park.
Well, how many songs do you think, though, Black Sabbath's going to do? I mean, I hope people aren't going in there hoping to get like a full-on set. There's no way Ozzy has the health to be able to... I would be honestly surprised if they do more than three or four songs.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking in that like 5 to 7 range maybe if they were really pushing for it. Because remember the last time he played at that NFL game, he was like sitting in one of those little... What do you even call that thing?
It's kind of like a harness that kind of kept him in there. Yeah, honestly, if he just came out there and sat, if he had to sit and just did one song, I think if we could just get like just to hear his voice one more time, and then maybe that's why you have all these friends that are singers that are around that they can kind of maybe duet with him, maybe take over the vocal things for, you know, then maybe Black Sabbath could do more songs. But obviously, the whole band's not getting any younger, but Ozzy seems to be the one that's like not doing the best.
And all these proceeds that they're going to be distributing will go to Cure Parkinson's, Birmingham Children's Hospital, and Acorn Children's Hospice. Tickets for this big Black Sabbath reunion are going to go on sale next Friday, February 14th, via Live Nation.
How about Tom Morello's the music director for all this? So he's producing it. Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, Audioslave. And he said this will be the greatest heavy metal show ever.
He's not wrong.
It already sounds like it.
I want to go. Let's go. Let's also beat Migs this morning, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 on the men's room, that gave you 3 of the correct answers to the next game. And Steve has a record right now of 35 wins, 22 losses, and 5 ties in 2025. We got to close that gap, Rockaholics. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.